The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-Parenting with the Universe. This is Maria Felux, your host. And today we're going to talk about the back to school time and the school year. We are going to talk about five pointers to manifest a better school year, an amazing school year. And of course, I'm talking about your side of the fence because you cannot change or control anyone. However, when you change your vibration, your emotional state, and the way you come across, it changes the dance. It's like when you change one step into a tango, the partner has to follow. And that's what I'm talking about. It's changing you. So you can perceive it better. You can have a more enjoyable time. And you can also be more resourceful because when we're stressed, as you know, the brain doesn't function normally. The frontal cortex is not receiving as much blood and you're not as resourceful as you would normally be. So that's what we're going to do today. I remember before the school year started, it was always hectic. You had the list of supplies that you needed to go buy from the school. You needed to buy backpacks, and usually everyone got the lists at the same time, so the stores were packed. My kids never knew what they wanted, especially my son, so I had to choose for them. It was not really fun. But now I realize, now I know better, right? hindsight, it's always 2020. I could have enjoyed it more if I had been more conscious about it. And that's what we're going to do today. Even if your teen doesn't like school, like it was the case of two of my teens, you can change yourself, you can approach it better, and you can feel less anxiety because I know that us moms, when, let's say, they struggle with school or they skip classes, as you know, one of my daughters missed 3 months of school before I realized it because she blocked the school phone number in my cell phone and I didn't get the calls. And of course, the school never called my work until 3 months later. So we had to really, in emergency, because it was the last year of high school, her graduating year, we had to find a way to change schools. And she went into a hybrid school where it was partially online and partially in person. And all that before COVID, before everyone learned how to do schooling online, in order for her to graduate all her classes. So that was quite stressful, I would say. But knowing now what I know, I was stressed, but not as stressed as I could have been if it had happened several years later. Because, you know, the more you go, the more you learn, the more you practice emotional self-regulation, the better you become, etc. And another part of that is something that I want to encourage you to do. I researched who in the world was successful despite the fact that they didn't have a good school history, or they didn't, some people didn't graduate high school, some people did graduate high school but never went to college, like Tony Robbins. I worked for someone for a long time who was a billionaire who now passed, but never went to college. He was a genius in the business world. So I researched consciously people who, despite the fact that they were not successful at school, became geniuses at what they did, or they dropped high school, let's say like Steve Jobs, and were successful anyway. I'm inviting you to do that because it calms the catastrophizing tendency that we sometimes have as moms when our kids don't do well at school for any reason. So that's why you can be more relaxed about it and not be always on their back and so too much for them and for you. So now let's go to the pointers. How can you manifest a different school year? As anything, anytime, when you want to go somewhere, you need to go where you start. So I'm sure you know where you start. But without going too much into it, because anything can change anytime, it doesn't mean because last year this was this way that this year it's going to be exactly the same way. Just know what is your starting point. That's funny. I have an anecdote. Something happened with a friend last week. We were talking over the phone and she was mentioning that she had guests and she knew them as kids and they had a very hard childhood. And one of them was diagnosed as Asperger. So my answer was like, oh, that makes things more complicated. And her answer to me was like, it's funny how you somehow always seem to notice the label so much, to put your attention on the label. And to me, it's logical to know where you're starting from in order to know the steps to your destination, your ultimate destination. If you don't know where you're starting from, you cannot arrive where you want to arrive. And another thing too, as you know, my son, at a certain point, we were seeing a psychologist who decided that my son would be depressed all his life. It was a baseline for him. He told me he had an underlying baseline of depression and that he would never be fully happy. Of course, I was horrified to hear something like that. And I said, bullshit. My bullshit alert was activated. We left him, never went back. And I knew he was depressed, but I never considered it as set in stone. What kind of nonsense is that, especially for a coach, when you know that your thoughts determine how you feel? So it's just a question of thinking better, to feel better, and maybe changing his environment like we did, because now he's fully happy. I've never seen him so happy and so balanced. So it's still important to know where you're starting, to know what to do and where you want to end up. So the first pointer to manifest an amazing school year is to know two things. You can only change yourself, and it's all about your work, your inner work and your actions, etc. And the second thing is you need to be clear on what you want. How do you want to feel? Even if you see that they don't complete their projects, it doesn't mean you have to feel crappy or anxious. You can consciously feel. That's something that we don't learn, unfortunately, at school. But we can choose our emotions. Of course, things will happen and we will have crises, we will have shocks. And you need to give yourself the time to process that and maybe to grieve sometimes. But there is still a way that you can train yourself to have certain dominant emotions of your choice. So for me, when I want to manifest a better school year, I choose first and foremost, how do I want to feel in any situation as much as possible, of course. Like I said, there are crises and we react to stuff and things happen. But what is my dominant emotion of choice? One of mine is calm. I want to be calm and open because many possibilities are in this universe. The field is full of potentials and I want to have access to that. So that's one of my, I choose three or four characteristics of what of my vision, my desired vision to manifest. This is one of them. Another one is I go from where I don't want to know where I want. So I don't want to be, I don't want to have a relationship that is based only on me controlling, reviewing, watching what they do, because this is not fun, not for them and not for me. So I want a school year where even if things happen, it doesn't hijack my whole day and it doesn't hijack my relationship with them, that there are many other parts of the relationship. So those are two of mine. What are yours?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to feel proud of them and be able to see their strength, even if they don't have the grades, even if they don't fit in the mold. I've always been very conscious that my last two are very smart, are investing their energy. They invest at as minimally as possible for the highest return. That's to be smart and intelligent. And they can apply that quality and that approach and that knowing in many other areas of their life. It's very useful. So even though they didn't have the A's, like my first one who is a typical first child, I noticed that and I was like, wow, that's something, that's a strength in life. So I want to be able to be conscious of their strength unrelated to their grades, unrelated to the way society says they should do and not do at school, they should get and not get. So be clear with your vision. That's the first pointer. Then from that, the second pointer, what would that mom that you want to be, what would she have to believe to be that? One of my beliefs is that you don't have necessarily to be successful at school to be successful at life. There are many people that didn't finish college. Some of them didn't even finish high school. One of them was Bob Proctor. He didn't do a lot of schooling, but he was very successful and very smart. Tony Robbins didn't finish college. Steve Jobs dropped out of college. Find yourself beliefs that support your well-being, their well-being, and the calm, a calm state of mind. What would I have to believe? One of my beliefs is I have what it takes. Mother, my kids, is no matter what the challenge is. And that helped me a lot when I was in depression later. And when my son did a suicidal attempt. When there is a will, there is a way. They will find their, in France we say vocation, that means what they came here to do. What kind of belief do you need to practice, believe and feel and fully integrate in your unconscious mind in order to be that version, that ideal identity of a mom that you want to be. And then what, third pointer, what kind of affirmations can you practice in order to install and solidify those beliefs? Then you write down your affirmations and you do them every day. And when you're going to be doing your affirmations, I do a lot of affirmations in front of the mirror, which I've learned a long time ago from Louise Hay. Because when you look into your eyes, you cannot bullshit yourself. You will feel when you believe it or not. Which brings me to my third pointer. When you notice a limiting belief that rises up from your affirmations, in tapping, we call that a tail ender, comes at the end. Notice them, write them down, and tap the crap out of them. That means you notice the belief. Let's say you say in front of the mirror, I am a calm and open-minded mom. And you hear a sentence that comes and says, yeah, until they fail at whatever subject, or until you're at work and you realize that they are not at school. Or it can be also, unless they don't skip school. Whatever you're hearing that is contradicting your affirmation, write it down. Write how it makes you feel. Angry, anxious, fearful, sad, whatever the emotion is. And where does it fall in your body and how intense it is. And then tap on it. Tap on that sentence until the sensation in your body and the emotion that rises is at a level 0, 1, or 2 to neutralize them and to dissolve those blocks and to be able to shift your beliefs. All these builds on top of each other, the belief, the affirmation to install the belief and the neutralizing of the blocks, the neutralizing of the limiting belief and the shifting. And that was pointer number 5. And the last pointer is, when you feel amazing, when you feel your affirmation, I'm calm and open-minded mom, I'm resourceful, I have what it takes, no matter what, I know I support my kids to be successful in the way that is true for them. I'm giving you some of my affirmations. When you feel that inside, see what you feel like doing, being, reading, meeting, whatever you have an urge to do, that's your inspired action. So take action. Take action. And if we're talking about dancing in the house, dance in the house. If we're talking about, I feel like bringing them to a movie for us to go together and then go eat out. Or I feel like playing with them to make them learn what they're supposed to. Whatever inspired action. If you feel that you need support, you need maybe a coach, go and get a coach. If you feel that you need to talk with a friend about something, be careful who you talk to, though. Do not, I had a coach, a mentor, who used to say, do not go to the hardware store for milk. Because, and that's Cheryl Richardson. She wrote books that I love, and she's still coaching. I don't know if she's coaching one-on-one, but she's still writing books. And because you don't want them to reinforce the negative or the fear or the whatever. It's about them. It's not about your case. So be careful who you talk to about something that you want to find a solution to. And so those are the 5 pointers. What movement, what action, what whatever you feel inspired to do when you feel that great with your affirmation. Because when you feel like that, you're vibrating at the level of the solution, not the level of the problem. And that's where you want to be. Sometimes it's very unusual as far as solutions. It can seem like it's not related to school. I remember when I was on my son's back because he was skipping school, smoking weed, doing crazy stuff. One day he said, "Mom, okay, I'm tired of our relationship to be always around those things. Like it's the only thing we talk about anymore." And I said, "Oh my gosh, yeah, he's right." So we started doing other stuff. I started asking him about what he learns, not at school, because he loves history, he loves learning. And so he could teach me things. What do you feel inspired to do? Anything that supports your relationship, a joyful relationship, a healthy relationship with your kid. Those are my five pointers. And that's what I use to manifest. Of course, there is no perfection. And be aware of the setbacks. If something, let's say they don't go to school, don't throw everything in the trash and say it's not working. It's a process. First of all, you have to change. And we've practiced limiting beliefs for years. So it may take a little bit of time until you install something new, until you fully believe your affirmation. Usually it takes 30 days to do them every day. You feel something starting changing the way you feel. You look at things. And I want to support you with being in an open and creative emotional state, which is joy for today, what I want to do. I felt inclined to bring more joy in my life because this is an emotion that I love. This is something that I feel extremely supportive for me. And everywhere I go, I hear about joy. In radio programs, in the workshop that I was catching up on yesterday, everywhere I go. So I said, okay, I'm going to do a 1-minute joy tapping affirmation on YouTube, and I'll put the link in the description of this video to support you, because when you're joyful, everything becomes better. Better stuff happens. People receive you better. Your vibration is better. So that's my complimenting video today, a tapping affirmation. That's it for today. Have an amazing school year. And go check out that video. It takes only 1 minute, like I said. And you can practice it on top of all those pointers every day. Because when you practice something every day, your reticular activating system will show coherent things in the outside. What I mean is, if joy is important to you in your inner world, your reticular activating system, which one of its task is to bring coherence between the outside world and your inner world, will show you things, people, situations, anything that can bring you even more joy if it is relevant in your mind. That's it. Official goodbye. I'm done. I'll see you next week with another episode. Bye.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stephen Farber, and I am an author, teacher, psychotherapist, and shamanic practitioner. On my podcast, Healing for Your Soul, I welcome some amazing guests and introduce you to some healing techniques like earth magic, working with nature and animals, and really getting to the heart of what is keeping you stuck. I want to help you deepen your spirituality and let go of blocks that are holding you back. Let me help you in this journey called life. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network, subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.